We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Gimel, in middle of paragraph Yud Aleph. It's the right-hand column, about four lines up from the bottom. V'alkein tzrichim lispor sfiras oimer, lispor hayomim daiko, kedei sheyu menuyim umedudim. And this is why we need to count sfiras oimer, specifically to count the days, so that they should be measured. Bechinasino tzimtzum, bechinasu midas yomai, the pasuk we mentioned earlier, kedei lekabel ha'or b'mida, to show that we're trying to receive the light in a controlled way, in a measured way. Shezeh ikra hatikun, that's the main tikkun. V'alkein ha'sfira metaheras eisona metumaisenu, and this is why sfira purifies us from our tumah. Ki ikar achizas hatumol hi mebechinas shviras kelim shebo al yidei ribuy orkanah, because as we mentioned earlier, the main thing that makes it possible for a tumah to attach itself to kedusha and to draw strength is shviras hakelim, which is caused by ribuy or, too much light, which causes kelim to break, and from that the tumah can draw. V'alkein ikar hatar of atikin hu al yidei hakelim v'amidos. And this is why the main purification and rectification, fixing, is through vessels, through midos, by control, by things being measured properly, which is the whole concept of sfira, b'chinas umidas yomai, shesoifrim hayomim sheyu sfurim umedudim shalaykone sechid begvul chaveroi shalayis arbev, that the days should be counted and measured so that one does not cross the boundary of the other one, they don't get mixed up together at all. Shaloyeh b'chinas shviras kelim, we should not have shviras kelim. Shehu shviras hayomim, which is a breaking of the days. V'azai hein murofim yachar, and then the days are mixed up together. Rakiyu bebechinas hatikun, but rather they should be in a form of tikun, shekol echod v'echod kli umida b'fnei atzmoi, whereby each and every one is a vessel, a measured item by unto itself. V'chol echod nimna li atzmoi, each one is counted separately, kedei lekabel ha'or b'mida, in order to receive the light in a measured way. V'zeo b'chinas ha'sfira nal, ki ha'sfira hu b'shvil kabolas ha'toira. The sfira soimer is in order to prepare for kabolas ha'toira. Ki yitzias Mitzrayim b'pesach, af al pi shoye b'chinas hizgalus ha'stora kanal, im kol zeh adayin lehoyo b'shleimus gomor. Because yet the leaving Mitzrayim on Pesach, even though that represented a hizgalus ha'stora to a degree, still it wasn't complete, because we had not yet received the Torah. Ki ikar hizgalus ha'stora al yidei ha'Torah kanal. Ve'ikar shleimus hizgalus malchus ha'kedusha hu b'shvuos al yidei ha'Torah. The main hizgalus of the ha'stora and the main shleimus hizgalus of the malchus ha'kedusha takes place on shvuos through the Torah. V'alkein, we know there's a pasuk in Mishlei about the Torah, Bi melochim yimloichu, through me kings will rule. V'alkein hutzruchu, and we know that on the 49th day we count malchus sheba malchus. That's the shleimus hamalchus, and with that we go into Shavuos, the holiday of Shavuos. V'alkein hutzruchu koidim l'sfira shua chono l'kabos ha'Torah, היינו שסויפרים ומועדדים היום הם בבחינת סומידס יומי מהי כדי לקבל חורר במידה. And this is why it was necessary to precede Shavuos with Sfira, which is a preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah, the counting and measuring of the days, in order to receive the light in a measured way. שזה עיקר מעלס HaTorah שמקבלו משבועס. This is the main benefit of the Torah, which we receive on Shavuos, Shehi Bechinas Shmo Dekodesh Brichu. The Torah is called the name of Hashem, Bechinas Yomim Umidos, and we prepare for it through these days. Bechinas Umidas Yomai Mahi, these days which represent Kalim, measurements. V'alkein Soifrim Shiva Shavuos, Keneged Shivas Hayomim. And this is why we count 7 weeks corresponding to the 7 days, Kedei Lesaken Kol Shivas Hayomim, in order to perfect all the 7 days that Hashem created, a Sunday, a Monday, a Tuesday. Sheyia Bebechinas Kelim Umidos, so that each day should take on its power of being a Keli, serving as a Keli, a Mida. Kigam Betchilas Habriya Iker Tikkun Habriya Al Yedei Bechinas Zu. Because also when Hashem first created the world, the main tikkun of creation was by Hashem measuring off each day separately, individually. This is why the Torah makes a point of completing that which was created on a particular day with the words, it was night, it was morning. That was day number one, and day number two, and so on and so forth. V'zeh b'chinas sfiro shenimne kol yoim liatzmoi kedei sheyeh b'chinas midos v'kelim kanal. This is the concept of sfiro soimer. We're counting each day individually, so that it serves as an independent mida and keli. V'chol habriya ha'satliya. We know that when Hashem first created the world, everything in creation was considered incomplete until Shishi B'Sivan, until a few thousand years later, on the sixth day of Sivan, when Hashem gave the Torah. Kimo Yishom Razal, as the Gemara says, on the words Yoim HaShishi Vayichulu Hashemayim Voretz. The Gemara says HaShishi. What's HaShishi? The special sixth day, a sixth day that would take place later, thousands of years later, when Hashem would give the Torah on Har Sinai, the sixth of Sivan. Al kein koydem matan Torah tzrichin gam kein lispor hayomim shezeu tikkun habriyah kanal. This is why, just like in creation, we see Hashem counting the days, vayervi voiker yom echod, yom sheni, yom shlishi, until it gets to yom hashishi. So too, when Shavuos arrives, we need to count the days before that. Utzrichem lispor shiva Shavuos daika. And we're not just counting days, we're counting 7 weeks. Ki yesh bohem sheva shabosos. Because a week has a Shabbos in it. Ve'ikar tikkun ha'sfira shibachinas tikkun ha'sgalos ha'stora hi'al yidei Shabbos shu'ad askano. And the main tikkun of this counting, the main tikkun of his galus hastora is through Shabbos, which is his galus hadas. Shabbos is a day when we receive the greatest measure of das. We know that number one, on Shabbos a person has an neshama yisera. We know the Gemara tells us that the Torah was given to Bnei Israel on a Shabbos. Al kein tzrichen sheva shabosos kedei lesaken kol shivas hayomim al yidei sheva shabosim. This is why we need 7 Shabboses in order to be mesaken each one of the 7 days. V'zeh shekosov sheva shabosos tmimos tihyeno. And this is why the pasuk says 7 complete weeks it should be. This is why it says Sheva Shabbosos, it uses the word Shabbosos, because the main tikkun is through the Shabbos. And this is why when the Torah tells us when you start counting from, it doesn't say start counting from the first day of Pesach. It calls the first day of Pesach Shabbos. You'll start counting from the day after Shabbos. Va'amar Azal, the Gemara says, "Sheyom Tov gam kei nikra Shabbos." That Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. Ki Yom Tov nikra Shabbos, machmas shekol kedushas Yom Tov nimshach al yedei Shabbos kanal. One of the reasons why Yom Tov is called Shabbos is because Yom Tov draws its holiness from Shabbos, as we learned earlier. And it's for this reason that Shabbos is mentioned by Sfira. Kigam tikkun ha'sfira, dahainu kedei legalos ha'astora, nimshach mishabbos kanal. The main tikkun of Sfira, which is his galos ha'astora, is also dependent on Shabbos. That's the concept where Yontif receives from Shabbos, because Yontif is his Galus HaStora, and Shabbos is especially his Galus HaStora. Gam Shaykh Leil, Rav Nosson Zal gives an appendix now that's associated with what we spoke about. Gam Arba Koises Shel Yayin Heim Gam Kein Bechinas Aliyas HaMalchus Digdusha Mitoch Bechinas HaStora. The four cups of wine that we drink at the Seder also represent elevating the Malchus Tekdusha from the Hastara that it was in. Like Rabbeinu Zal tells us, She'arba koisois hein b'chinas arba mitzvois hanoyegas b'chol yantif, that the four cups of wine that we drink on Pesach represent the four mitzvahs that we do on each one of the holidays. The Dalet Minim on Sukkos, the four times that the Torah is learned on Shavuos, Keneged Bechinas HaMalchus, Shehi Dalet, She'oila B'yontif Mi Dalet Malchus, corresponding to the Malchus, which is referred to by the letter Dalet, which is elevated on Yontif from the four Malchus of the Sitra Achra. We know that there are four basic kingdoms of the Sitra Achra, which are the four Goliaths that the Jews experienced: Bovel, Paras Umodai, Yavon, and Edom. Those are referred to as the four leading nations of the Goyim. And on these Yomim Tovim, we try to take the Malchus, to lift the Malchus out of their hands, out of the four Malchus of the Sitra Achra, and bring it into the Kedusha. V'alkein heim dalet koisei shel yayin. This is why we have four cups of wine. Bechinas nichnas yayin yotze soid. We know the Gemara tells us that when a person drinks wine, a little bit to excess usually, then secrets come out. They start talking. It unlocks their tongue, and they say things even that they wouldn't have said had they not drunk wine. We know also that the word soid is bigimatria yayin. Soid is 70 and yayin is 70. Dahainu shenizgale ha-hastoro shehoye sham ha-kdusha melubeshes besoid ubehelem godel. This concept of nichnas yayin yotze soid also represents his galus ha-hastoro, that the kedusha which was hidden in a secret, in a covering, is now being revealed. Gam ki shom betoich ha-hastoro is melubosh kedusha gavoya daiko b'chinas soides ha-toro kanal. In addition, Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Torah Nun Vav and Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, that in the Hastorah is hidden a very high level of holiness, which means a high level of Torah, secrets of Torah. V'alidei hayayin nizgal azois. And wine reveals that. B'chinas nichnas yayin yotze soid. As the Gemara says, when wine goes into a person, secrets come out. And that's what helps the Malchus, which is represented by the letter Dalet, to go up, to leave the place of the Sitra Achra, and enter into the Kedusha. This is the concept of the four cups of wine at the Seder. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us a little bit more, a long appendix a little bit, about the topic of the Omer, the counting of the Omer. And this will actually take us almost to the end of this halacha. V'ze shemuva b'kisvi arizal lo oimer b'gematria shem. Based on what we've learned, we'll be able to understand why the Arizal says that the word lo oimer, which we say every day when we count the oimer, hayoim yoim echad lo oimer, hayoim shnei yomim lo oimer, that word lo oimer is b'gematria 340, which is the word shame. Kalidei bechinas sfiras oimer, shesayfrim hayoim yamechad oimer, aydei ze oisin bechinas shame, shubechinas midois v'yamim kanal. By counting the omer, which we said is a measured item, a constricted item, by doing that we generate this concept of a name, which is also midois v'yamim, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in that turn of Kutim Ran. When I mention the name of a person, if I say house, the term house can apply to thousands of houses. If I say Baruch's house, Baruch Goldberg's house, we know we're talking about one specific house. The name of a person or the name of an object is something that puts it within a specific boundary. So we're saying that sphera counting is very much associated with this concept of shame. Shehu b'chinas midos v'yomim, shehu ikra tikkun shel hakedusha kanal. We said the main tikkun of the kedusha is to put it into midos and yomim. V'alkein midosav shel Hashem Yisborach kaviyochol nikroim sfirois. Now we could understand why the midos of Hashem, the attributes of Hashem, which again are kelim, vessels, what are they called? Sfirois. Dahainu b'chinas midos. Dahainu shem kaviyochol menuyim usfurim umedudim. They're measured and counted b'bechinas kelim in the form of vessels, b'bechinas mido umishkol minyan, something that's measured, weighed, and counted. Shezeh ikra tikkun kanal. This is the main tikkun of the kedusha, v'kamuva, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. So now we understand why this is the term that's used, the sfirois. The midos of Hashem are called sfirois, because sfira means counting. And midos means something that's counted, measured, restricted, limited, bound. It's taking the light and putting it into a form that it's usable, that we can speak about it, that we can deal with it. V'zeh b'chinas oimer so'irim shemishom maschil lispor yemei asfira. And this is also the concept of the Omer Soirim, a certain measure of barley, which was brought as a korban on the second day of Pesach. And that's from where we start counting the Omer. Omer humido. The Omer is a measurement. Bechinas mido is v'kelim kanal. V'zehu Omer Soirim bechinas shiurim. The word so'irim is spelled the same way as shiurim, sheer measurements. Bechinas hamidois, shehem bechinas shiurim deliba. This is the concept of the midois, which are measurements within the heart. She'al yodo ma'siganu says baruch kaviyachol. That's how we're able to attain, to grasp Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, noida basha'orim bala, kaviyachol, her husband, is recognized as in the gates, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kol chad l'fumandem eshayar belibe. Each person, according to how they're able to evaluate and comprehend Hashem in their heart, that's how they relate to Hashem. So this word sha'orim, which means gates, is also used to mean shurim, within the confines of their heart. Shehim b'chinas hamidois v'asfirois. Shehim nechlolim b'leiv kaloida. This is the concept of the midois and sfirois, which are all connected to and included in the heart. Ki aleiv hu hatzayor shel hamidois. K'mo shekotzev Rabbeinu Noyer. Because the heart is the artist of all the midois, the one that crafts all the midois. They all emanate from the heart. The heart is referred to as bina. And the other midos, chesed, gvura, teferet, netzchad, yisoid, malchus, all come from bina. V'heim b'chinas shiurin deliba. These midos represent the measurements of the heart. She'ikar shleimus hadas al yodom daika. The main shleimus hadas is achieved through them. This is what allows us to be able to understand Hashem and relate to Hashem through his midos. Chesed, Gevura, Tefe, all the different midos. The Tikkun Ezer says that there's a pasuk, Zeh Hashar Lashem. This is the gateway that leads to Hashem. Tzadikim, Yavoy, Yavoy. Tzadikim will enter through it. What is the Shar? The word Hashar is the letters Ho'eser, the 10 spheroids, the 10 midos. That's the gateway that leads to Hashem. That's what gives a person the ability to come close to Hashem and to relate to Hashem. Okay. Shubchinas Omer Soirim, Bechinas Kelim Umidois, Bechinas Shem, Bechinas Sphira Soimer. All of these things are tied together. Now we could understand the custom of letting one's hair grow during the days of Sfira, not getting a haircut. כי הסורוי עושים בחינס צמצומים ושיעורים שנזמן להם. Because the hairs represent constrictions and measurements in which the light is constricted and confined, the light of the brain, the light of Das, כדי שיהיה אפשר להשיגו יסבורך, in order to be able to attain an awareness of Hashem, a consciousness of Hashem. In other words, we picture the Moyach as a massive light. For us to receive directly from that would be blinding. We wouldn't know how to handle it. It's got to be packaged. And the packaging is the hairs of the head. The hairs of the head represent pipes, these thin pipes through which that light can be transmitted in a measured way. V'alkein b'mei ha-sfira megadlen ha-sairos. And this is why during the days of Sfira we let the hair grow. Kios ha-tikin hu b'vachin ha-sairos. Because during the Yemei ha-sfira, this is what we're involved in, this tzimtzum ha-oer, this counting, this measuring, this b'chin of the hair. B'chinas oimer soirim kanal. We kick it off with the omer, the bringing of the omer, which is a measure of soirim, shiurim. V'alkein b'yom rishon shel ha-sfira haynu b'yom ha-krovas ho'imer soirim ho'yo ma'polas homon. And this is why the Gemara tells us that on the first day of the counting of the Omer, which was the day that the korban of Omer soirim was brought, that's the day that homon had his downfall. Ki al yidei b'chinas ha-shem, b'chinas tikkun ha-kelim v'amidos, shu tikkun ha-das kanal, ha-yidei zeh megalen ha-hastorov, and it's galen malchus tikdusha, b'chinas Esther. Because it's through this, through the concept of the name, the Tikkun HaKelim V'Amidos, which is Tikkun HaDas, through that we're able to reveal the Hastorah, we're able to take the Malchus out of the hands of the Sitrachra, the Malchus Yidush is revealed, which is called Esther, which was originally in a state of Hastorah, Haster Aster, V'zeh Na'asai De'Bechinus Mordechai, Shehu b'chinas tikkun malchus tikdusha. And this is accomplished through Mordechai HaTzadik, who represents the tikkun of the malchus of kedusha. Sheze b'chinas oimer soirim. That's the concept of this korban. Shehu b'chinas Mordechai v'yester. Kimo yishikos av rabbeinu nerior b'maymar ve'ela mishpotim b'likutei dekoir b'likutei. I'm sorry, bluei dekoirach. Ayin shom simen yud. Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 10, in the first half of Likut Imran, makes the connection between Omer Seorim and Mordechai the Esther. So Rabbeinu Zal is showing us how Mordechai and Esther, the heroes of Purim, who brought about the defeat of Haman, it was accomplished through the Omer Seorim. It was accomplished on the day when the Omer Seorim was brought. V'al kein oz hoyo hachnoas malchus sorisho shum apolos haman amolok. Shenichna al yidei b'chinas tikkun ha-shem, al yidei b'chinas oimer soirim kanal. And this is why the Malchus HaRisho, which the defeat of the Malchus HaRisho, which is synonymous with the Mapola of Haman HaMolek, which is brought about through tikkun of the Malchus HaKedusha, which is called the name, which is brought about through the oimer soirim, was accomplished on that first day. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Nun Vav, in the first half of Likut Imran, which this halach is based on. Ki mapolas amolek hu toloi bebechinas tikun ushleimus shemo yisborach. Because the downfall of Amolek is dependent on the tikun of the name of Hashem specifically, and the shleimus of the name of Hashem. Kemo shekosov, as the Gemara says, on the pasuk ki yod al kes ko milchama l'Hashem b'Amolek midor dor, the Gemara says there ein shmoi sholem, that Hashem's name is incomplete, the ein hakisei sholem, and the throne of Hashem is incomplete on ad shi'imocher zichroy, until Amolek will be wiped out. Ki ze tolui bozer, because these two are dependent on each other. So long as Amolek is in power, the name of Hashem is incomplete, it's deficient. When we elevate the name of Hashem, we bring about the downfall of Amalek. That's this Shem, that's this Lo'imer, these Tzimtzumim of the light. V'alkein, Oz b'yoyim hanofas Oimer, hoyegam ma'polas kamo umois gedoylois. And this is why, on this first day of Yomer, is a day that there were several different nations of the Goyim throughout history that had their Mapol on that day. Shehem Kulam Bechinas Malchus HaRishah, all of those nations symbolize the Malchus HaRishah, Shenichna Alidei Tikkun Malchus Tikdusha, which gets its, the Malchus HaRishah is defeated and subdued through the Tikkun of the Malchus Tikdusha, Alidei Bechinas Oimer Soirim, which is corrected through this Oimer Soirim. Oimer is the measurement, the Tzimtzum, Soirim is Shiurim, again, Tzimtzumim, measurements. So we see that, number one, the first day of the Omer is extremely important, and the last day, and the conclusion of the Omer, the 49th day, which is Malchus Sheba Malchus, leading into Shavuos, which we learned was Tikkun Malchus Kedusha. That's when Hashem actually gave the Torah to the world. That's when He revealed His Malchus more so than any other time. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, V'zeh Sheha'omer Matir Chodosh. With this, we could also understand why the Torah teaches us that after they brought this Omer Seorim, from that point on, the Jews are allowed to use the new crop of grains. Ki o zeichen lechoy lechem b'chinas mon, b'chinas lechem en ha-shamayim, she zeichen ha-idei izgalos ha-das, ha-idei izgalos ha-astora, ha-idei achnos malchus ha-malamolek. Because based on what we learned earlier, in order for a person to be zeichet, to eat mon, which is called lechem in hashamayim, the person has to make an effort at his galus hadas. How does his galus hadas come about? Through his galus ha-hastorah, by being machnia the malchus of the sitrachra. Shezeh nasa yidei tikkun ha-omer soirim. Shehu bechinas klolius ha-torah. Bechinas shmodekut shebrichu kanal. Because by bringing this Omer Seorim, this mitzvah, this counting of the Omer, represents the Klolius HaTorah. It's representative and symbolic of the entire Torah, because that's what leads up to our receiving the Torah, which is the name of Hashem. V'ayin kol zeh b'maymer of Yom HaBikurim. Rav Nosson Zal says, study chapter 56 in the Likutei Moharan. That's where you'll see all of this made very clear. Now he's going to clarify this topic of the eating. Ki achilas Yisrael kodesh, the eating of the Jew, of a Jew, is something that's very holy. Ubefrat halechem, especially when it comes to bread. Dahinu chameshes mine dogon shehem ikar hamozain vasvia, referring to that which comes from the five grains, which are the real food. That's called real food. And that's what really satisfies a person. The Gemara says, Pito Sado Deliba, that what satiates the heart, what makes a person feel full satisfied, is bread, especially. Vehein Iker Hachius, and that's the main source of chius of a person. Ki bohem lubash hadas, shehu achius, because it's in bread that you have das, which is the main chius of a person. We know that the top one of the grains is called chita, wheat. The word chita is begimatria 22, referring to the 22 letters of the Torah. That a person who eats grain, that opens his mind to the 22 letters of the Torah. We know that the word lechem, lamed ches mem, is begimatria 3 times yud kei vav kei, corresponding to the 3 parts of the brain. Chochma Bina and Das, or Keser Chochma Bina. The Medrash says in one place that if you talk to somebody and you see he's not talking sense, see if he had his bread that day. Not his wheaties, see if he had his bread that day. His Pas Shachris. Because bread is what opens up the brain of the person. That's one of the reasons why the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it, that right after davening, before a person goes to the Beis Medrash, he should have Pas Shachris. He should, because that's Ikar Hachias. Bohem melubash hadas shuachias v'alkein hem hay, and this is why there are 5 grains bechinas hay hadas ukamuva kol zeleil behilchas netilas yadayim, corresponding to the letter hay, which is called the hay hayedia in diktuk midbar hamidbar bayis habayis. It's called hay hayedia. The letter hay represents das. That's why there are 5 grains, because the grains are associated with das. ועל כן צריכים תיקון, כי בכל מוקם שיש חיוס וקדוש יסירה, יש קליפויס הקודמס לפרי. This is why these grains need a tikkun, because wherever you have chiyus of kedusha, wherever you have more chiyus or more kedusha, yesh klipo hakoidemes lapri. There's the klipo which precedes the fruit. V'alkein halechem echameshes min adogim tzorach kama tikkunim. And this is why bread, which is made from the five grains, requires all kinds of pre-processing. Shehem eser mitzvot hanemor mepas, referring to the 10 mitzvot that the Torah gives us related to bread. V'alkein tzrichim sakin hatvua hachadosho al yidei omer. This is why we need to rectify the new crop of tvua of grain by bringing the omer. Ki al yidei tikkun omer soirim kanal nizgala hadas. Because we learned earlier that when a person brings the Omer Soirim, that brings about a Hizgalus Hadas. Vazai Zoichim Abchinas Mon. When there's a Hizgalus Hadas, then the person could be Zoichet Mon, which is a very high level food. Vazai Zoichim Abchinas Mon, Bchinas Lechem HaShemayim. And then we're Zoichet to this Mon, which is called Lechem HaShemayim. Hainu Shelechem Utvu Shel Yisrael. Meaning, we elevate our bread, our tvua, to become in the category of mon. Because by bringing this Omer Soirim, which we said brings about a Hizgalas Hadas, the Das and the Chiyus is being revealed. Because the Malchus HaRishah, the Klipa HaKodemes Lepri, is defeated al yedei hatikun Omer Soirim Kanal, through this tikun of bringing this Omer Soirim. Vazai ruin l'kabolas HaTorah. Once we've defeated the Malchus HaRishah, this Klipa that precedes the Pri, then we're ready for Kabolas HaTorah. Ki lo nitna HaTorah elo loich le'amon. Because we're told that the Torah was given only to those who are worthy of eating mon. That's why we have to elevate our bread to the level of mon by bringing this Omer Soirim. Then we're ready to receive the Torah on Shavuos. Because the whole tikkun of bringing that Omer Soirim and the counting of the 49 days is all preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah, to receive the Torah. Because this is what creates the Torah. Because Rabbein Ezra explains b'maimor of Yom HaBikurim in chapter 56 in the Ketumran, shal yidei shemegalin ha-hastoro shebetoich hastoro, al yidei zeh nizgale toiro gavoya moid. That when a Jew is zeichet to reveal, to take out the light, the kedusha, which was in hastoro betoich hastoro, which was in a hiddenness within a hiddenness, then he's able to reveal a very high level of toiro. Because within the Hastorah, Shebetoich Hastorah, is hidden a very high level of Torah, secrets of Torah. This is the concept of the Pasuk which says that he has swallowed a powerful item, and then he's forced to vomit it up. We're able to extract, to take out from the Malchus HaRishah, which is Malchus HaMolek, all the sparks of Kedusha that they've swallowed up. And we change that. We make from it Torah, Shehi Bechinas Eishes Chayil. The Torah is referred to as Eishes Chayil in Mishlei. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Nun Vav and Likutim Ran, where Rabbein Ezal elaborates on this. V'zehu b'chinas ha-Torah shemekablim b'shvuas, shu yoyim ha-chamishim l'omer. This is the Torah that we receive on Shavuos, which is the 50th day of the Omer. Hainu, shal yidei ha-omer v'ha-sfira, shal yodom nichna malchus ha-molek, through the bringing of the Korban Omer and through the sfira, by which we were able to subdue the malchus of ha-molek, Azai nizgala hatoira shahisa musteris shom. Then that's what enables us to reveal the Torah that was hidden there in the hands of the Sidra Achra. Bebechinas hastora shebetoich hastora. V'zoichin lahatzegoisa b'shvuos. And we're zoichin to attain that hidden Torah on Shvuos. Sheze bechinas mincha hachadosho. Shtei alechem shelchitim shemakrivim b'shvuos. This is the concept of the Mincha Chadosha that we bring on Shavuos, the korban from the new grain, from the shtei alechem, which was brought from wheat, from the new crop. Mincha Chadosha, zebchinas Torah haChadosha, shenasa idei zgalas haTorah kano. The term Mincha Chadosha over there in the Chumash represents the new Torah, which is revealed through the hizgalas haTorah. וכמו שפיר את רבנו נר ירושם בפוסק וביועים הביקורים, בהקריבכם מנחה חדוש לשם, בשבוע יסייכם, עין שום. As רבנו זל expounds in that Torah, Torah Nun Vov, in the first half of Likud Imran. Now רבנו זל adds, וכן איסה בריה מהמנה, it's also written in a certain section in the Zohar Kodesh called Raya Mehemna, the worthy shepherd. Whenever it says Raya Mehemna, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. He's one of the speakers in the Zohar Kodesh. So it's brought there that Sheha'imer hu b'chinas Torah Shebenigla, u'shtei alechem hu b'chinas Sisrei Torah. The Oimer Sa'orim represents the revealed portion of the Torah, the lower level of Torah. The Shtei Alechem that's brought on Shavuos represents secrets of Torah. Hainu, Shehoimer hu b'chinas Torah shebenigla shal yoda megalin ha'hastorah. We said that the job, the function of the Oimer is legalot. It's megala the hastorah. It's megala the Torah shebenigla means revealed. This, even the revealed Torah, even the simple, the lower part of Torah, until you learn it, until you study it, until you understand it, that's also hidden. So the Oimer represents his galus ha'astorah of the Torah shebenigla. Shal yoda megalin ha'astorah, v'azai nizgala Torah gavoya ma'oid, and then we zeche to reveal a very high level of Torah, which is the Sisrei Torah, the secrets of Torah, b'chinas mincha chadosha, this new mincha, b'chinas ha-Torah shemekablam b'shavuos, sheyom ha-chamishim, the Torah that we receive on Shavuos, which is the 50th day, b'chinas shar ho-elyon, the 50th is the uppermost gate, shehu shar hanun, it's called the 50th gate, k'ma shekosov shom, as Rabban Ezal explains over there, v'yalkein hoya melchemes ha-molei koidem matan Torah. This is why the battle against Amalek took place before the Jews received the Torah in Har Sinai. V'chein nismicho parshas Amalek leparshas Yisro ishu kabolas haTorah. And the parsha of Amalek is written right before parshas Yisro, which deals with us receiving the Torah on Shavuos. Ki ikar haTorah nizgala al yidei mapolas Amalek. Because the main Torah, the highest level of Torah, the secrets of Torah, is revealed only by defeating Amalek. V'zeh b'chinas shiva shavua she'soifrim. This is the concept of the 7 weeks that we count. Ki yesh shtei hastorois. Because Rabbein Ezal in chapter 56 in the Likutei Moharan explains that there are two hastorois. There are two levels of hiddenness of the light of Hashem. Hastorah. One is called Hastorah, and the other one is called Hastorah B'toich Hastorah, Kimavur Shom, as Rabbein Ezal explains there in the Likutei Moharan. V'heim keneged shtei b'chinas ha-Torah, shem nigla v'nistar, rozen v'rozen d'rozen. Those two groupings represent the two levels, the two Hastorahs correspond to the two levels of Torah, which are Torah shebenigla, Torah shebenistar, secrets and secrets of secrets. Ki betoich ha-Hastorah, shebetoich ha-Hastorah, shom daika malubosh sisrei Torah. Because in the Hastorah, shebetoich ha-Hastorah, which is where Hashem's light is super hidden, there is found the deepest levels of Torah, the secrets of Torah. V'alkein tzrichen l'sakein u'legalis shtei ha-Hastorahis, legalis shtei b'chinas ha-Torah. And this is why a Jew has to correct and reveal both Hastorahis, in order to reveal the two levels of Torah. V'tikuna amal yidei tikun hayomim v'amidas kanal, shem shivas yomim k'yadua. And the tikkun of these hastaros, the tikkun of these levels of Torah, is by preparing kalim, vessels, days, measurements. V'yadua sheyesh shiva yomim el yoinim shehem sheva shabosos, k'mo shekosu b'Zohar HaKadosh. It's known in the Zohar HaKadosh that there are seven heavenly days, which are the seven shabosim, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. V'heim b'bina, they are found in the sphere of bina. Shehi b'china sisrei Torah, bina represents secrets of Torah, the hidden portion of the Torah. Shehi b'china shavuos, shu yom hachamishim, shu b'chinas nun shari bina, the 50th level. These seven upper days are in bina, which is secrets of Torah, which shu b'chinas shavuos, which is called yom hachamishim, the 50th day, which corresponds to the 50 gates of bina. This is why we have to count 7 weeks, seven Shabboses, in order to be masaking those seven heavenly days, those upper days, to be able to reveal the Torah Gavoya, that high, high level of Torah that's in the Hastorah Shabbatoich Hastorah. We said that's our present Zohar, the secrets of Torah. Bechinas chamishim shari bina, bechinas shavuos, bechinas mon kanal. Hukim avur shom, as is explained in the Torah Nekutim Randia, Torah Nun Vav, ayin shom heitev kol hamaymar, study that entire chapter very well, which is Uviyoim Habikurim, the chapter that deals with, begins with Uviyoim Habikurim, related to the holiday of Shavuos. V'zeh shom razal, this is what the Gemara says, she'omar Haman said, osi oimer didchu, Haman tried to use 10,000 silver pieces to convince Ahasuerus to give him the rights to the Jews, to destroy them completely. Then, when the whole story unraveled with Mordechai and everything, and he had to go take Mordechai on a horse, and he had to go find Mordechai. Where was Mordechai teaching Torah to the kids? He came and he asked them, what are they learning? They were learning about the Omer, the sacrifice of the Omer. So Haman said, your Omer, your little measure of Omer, comes along and destroys my 10,000 silver pieces. Rav Moshe Zal says, Kesef Daika, note, Kesef, silver. Ki Iker his Gabrus Homon Hoya Alidei Atzeret Salofim Kikar Kesef. The main power of Homon was through 10,000 silver pieces. Dehainu shelikate v'kibetz ashirus godol. Haman gathered a tremendous amount of wealth. Sheshom kol hanitzutzeis digdusha kamesh kosasham. In wealth, in money, in gold and silver is found sparks of kedusha, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Nun Vav and Likutei Moran. That's that shininess of the money. That's the sparks of kedusha that are in it. Haman wanted to strengthen the Malchus HaRishah through this money that he had gathered together. Avol al yedei ha'omer shehi b'chinas ha'toira b'chinas shmod ha'kodesh b'richu shayidei ze megalin ha'hastara Aideze nichna malchus harishah, vazai nichna koyach vashirus. Through the Omer, which we said is synonymous with the Torah, lo Omer is begematria shem, and the Torah is called the name of Hashem, Shmod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which helps us to reveal the light that was hidden, the malchus that was hidden away, which helps us to defeat, to subdue the malchus harishah, vazai nichna koyach vashirus. This is what defeated his wealth, the wealth of Haman. Ki moitzien kol hanitzutzeis mimenu, because we're able to extract, to withdraw the sparks of kedusha that are found in that wealth. Bebchinas chayal bola vayikienu, the concept of the sitrachra, which seems to be swallowing up something, but then it ends up regurgitating it, giving it back. V'zeh she'omar, this is why Haman said, she'ho'omer nitzach aseres alofim kikar kesef, that the Omer defeated his 10,000 silver pieces, haynu koyach ha'ashiras kanal. His 10,000 silver pieces represented the power of his wealth. The Omer defeated the power of his wealth. V'zeh she'makriv an Omer b'yudvav b'nisan, and this is why we bring the Omer specifically on the 16th day of Nisan, Shehu Bigimatria Hashem Hayotze Meirosh HaTevis Shel HaPosek Hanal, Chel Bola Vayikienu. Because 16 is the gematria of this special name of Hashem, Ches Beis Vov, which is the first letters of Chel Bola Vayikienu, which represents this power that even after the Sitra Achra seems to have swallowed up tons and tons of Kiddush and wealth, we have the ability through that name of Hashem, through Chel Bola Vayikienu, to go in and cause him to vomit it up, to give it all back. And that takes place on the 16th of Nisan, when we bring the Omer Soirin. Ukamashikosu Baraya Mehemna, as is written in the Raya Mehemna in the Zohar Kodesh, Ubekorbono da Omer, Arko Hasitra Achra Me'eshes Chayel. That through the Korban of the Omer, the Sitra Achra is separated from the Eshes Chayel, from the Torah, from the Kedusha. Because through the Omer, we're able to remove, to take out the sparks of Kedusha, which were found in the Malchus HaRasho, which is Haman HaMolek. The Bechinas Chel Bola Veikienu, Vois Mizeh Torah Shei Eishes Chayel. And we convert it back to Torah, which is called Eishes Chayel, Shehi HaTorah Shemekablam B'Shvuas. That's the Torah which we receive on Shavuos. Pchinas mincha chadosh kanal. Va'ayin b'ray mehem neshom. Look in the Zohar Kodesh there. You'll see how all of that ties into this. V'chein b'kriyas yamsuf. And so too in kriyas yamsuf. Shebozezu Yisrael as hamitzrim hoin godol. Whereby the Jews succeeded in removing in from the Egyptians tremendous wealth. It's brought also that when the Jews were at Kriyas Yamsuf, they achieved a very high level of understanding of Hashem. Hasoga Salukus. It says that even a Shifcha was able to see Hashem more clearly than the Navi Yecheskel ben Buzi at Kriyas Yamsuf. Look how they both go together. Because these two are dependent on each other. By taking away the wealth from the Malchus HaRasho, that's how they were zocha to a very high level of Torah. Because from the wealth of the Sitra Achra, from the Omer Sirim, makes this Eishes Chayil, the Torah. V'chein b'geula achreina, and so too when the Torah writes about the final geula that we're waiting for, the coming of Moshiach, Nemar, v'hoyo sachro v'esnano kodesh l'ashem. All the wealth, all the business, and all the gifts will all be kodesh l'ashem. Ki la yoishvim lefnei Hashem yeh sachro, because those who are seated before Hashem, the tzaddikim, they will receive all the wealth, v'lemechase atik, and they will also be zoche to reveal that which was originally hidden. Elu dvorim shekisom atik yoimin, the Gemara says. This refers to those secrets, deepest secrets of Torah, which were originally covered up and hidden. Hainu shalidei ha'ashirus shel malchus harasho, sheyoshuv Yisrael al yidei ze biatzmoi, through the wealth of the Malchus and the Sitra Achra, which is returned to Bnei Yisrael, through that, Bnei Yisrael are zeichet to Sisrei Torah, to secrets of Torah, Shubchinas Mechasa Atik, Elu Dvorim Shekisam, Bechinas Oiraisa Da'atika, the highest level of Torah, Shizgala Lo'osad Lovoi Bimher V'Yameinu, which will be revealed, Mitzvah Shem, with the coming of Moshiach.